Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I'm here to ask you, what do you have to offer? This is a question that scholarship judges want to know, but will rarely ask. When they attempt to find out, they might ask you a whole lot of other questions to find out about your interests, why you're interested in a career, a field, what set you down that path, why are you going to be good at it, and what do you want to accomplish during your career? So they will ask you a wide variety of questions to find out the type of person you are, what skill sets you have, what things you've done in the past in order to develop these skill sets or to demonstrate that you're being genuine or to demonstrate your character. So they're going to ask all of these different questions, and then in their minds, they're going to put them together like a piece of a puzzle to see what is the overall picture. And the reason being is that they're investing in you, and they want to see a return. They want to see an outcome. They want to know, what do you have to offer society? What are you going to do with your education to help improve a particular situation, whether you're addressing a problem, a need of society? Why should they be confident in investing in you? And so answering the question, what do you have to offer, indirectly is an underlying theme that needs to be present in regardless of whether you're writing a scholarship essay or you're doing a scholarship video, or you're showing a portfolio. It's something that you should be thinking about. What message are you communicating? You want to provide supporting evidence of what you are, what you've done, the skill sets that you have. This way it makes it easier for people when you talk to them, they understand it, and it's hard for them not to believe you because you put together such a well-diverse portfolio. This could include on social media if they want to look you up online, which I've talked to scholarship judges that say, yes, we do look up our candidates because we know that they may look great on paper, but we want to find out what they're really like. And so you want to make sure that your profile doesn't have a lot of profanity on it, it doesn't have anything racist on it, those certain things. But if you want to take it to the next level, then I certainly show a lot of pictures and engagement of things that you say you stand for. You say you do a lot of community service, then show pictures of you engaging in activities of community service. You know, if you've been through trials and errors, and that's part of why you're explaining why you deserve the money, show pictures of that. Show pictures that support your story and what you're going through. So one of the ways to stand out, as this card demonstrates, is you're going to have a lot of people who are asking for money, but you're going to have a very few people who are going to explain why, what they contribute to society as far as, and it doesn't have to be just volunteering. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking that, oh, they have to volunteer a lot of hours in order to put something on an application. I know that when I was going to high school, I was certainly encouraged to volunteer, especially a lot during the holiday seasons, because I know it would look good on an application, whether it was a college application or a scholarship application. And for me, that didn't feel right because I didn't want to do it just for that reason. And there are a lot of other great reasons to volunteer. And I, as a kid, I didn't have a lot of time to volunteer because I spent a lot of time being bused around the city to different schools. So it limited the amount of time I did have to volunteer. I did volunteer when I could, but that wasn't the major part of my story, which brings me up to my next point, is what you have offered in the past versus what you will offer in the future. And so one of the approaches that I took is I decided to focus on the future rather than the past. I knew that I didn't have a lot to compete with as far as other candidates, as far as past experiences and volunteering. So I talked about what I would do in the future. What are some of the goals that I wanted to provide? What are the things that I wanted to do for the community? I know that employment is a big topic for a lot of people, especially since I grew up in an area where there's a lot of agriculture, so there's a lot of positions where there's not a high opportunity to move up because there's a lot of work in the field, and I didn't want to work in the field, so I wanted to help explore that issue and provide some solutions towards it. And so I talked about things that I was doing. I was reading business books. I was being active. I was doing other things. And by listing the books that I was reading, things that I was engaging in, and things I did volunteer in, they all supported what I was saying about me being interested in business. I volunteered for the nonprofit organization, Central Valley Business Incubator. You know, if you combine that with the books and pictures, and, you know, when you volunteer a lot and people decide to write an article for you, it provides a wide variety of proof that you can include when you're writing an essay or presenting yourself to say, see, I have all of this supporting evidence that I'm not just saying what I'm doing, but I'm really living and doing what I say I'm doing. So from that standpoint, you certainly do want to answer the question about what do you have to offer as far as not just now, but in the future. What goals do you want to set for yourself, or how do you want to help more and more people, or what is it that you'd like to do? So by clearly stating what it is you want to accomplish and then following up with how are you going to build your skills, going to college is going to help me build these skills, it's going to give me a good foundation, I strongly believe in education, that's why I want to continue with my higher education. These are the sort of things that you want to explain when you talk about what do you have to offer. I have the passion and the commitment to offer a lot of different things, but at the same time, I need coaching and mentoring, and that's what I'm hoping to get from college, and that's why I want to go, and that's why I'm asking for your help as a scholarship judge. Please award me this money so that I can continue with my career path and accelerate it even faster. So those are some of the things that you want to think about. And the other thing I will say is when you approach this topic, you also want to approach it from these four areas, which is the head, the heart, the hands, and the soul. So when you're talking about it, give examples from each. A lot of times people logically understand something. A lot of times statistics, facts, people understand that, people get it. When you talk about the heart, that's why do you want to do it? What creates you to be passionate about this? Why is this something that you care about, or what's your feeling? The hands have to do with the action. What action are you going to take to make things happen, to reach your goal? And the soul is your purpose. Why are you doing this? I know the purpose can sound a little bit of like your feeling, but your purpose really takes it to another level. It's really why are you going to continue on this path regardless of how the ups and downs that you might go through. Not just easy, but when you come across something that might be a challenge, what's your mission? What's going to get you through to the end? And those are some of the things that people really would like to hear. So in this next video, I will talk to you a little bit about the scholarship essay that I am producing. I don't have very much time on this video left now, but I will do a quick overview and do a screen share so you can see that some of the processes that I have gone through. And if we scroll down to the bottom, we'll see that I have implemented the four different strategies that I was just telling you about as far as how to use the head, the feelings, the hands, and the soul. That should be heart instead of feeling. Heart. So in the next video, I will go into more detail as far as actually how do you implement what I just taught you in the writing process. And as you can see, I break it down so you can see where I started and where I'm going. So I just want to give you a view as far as the process that I go through when I'm writing. This way you can get a better understanding of how I write, some of the things that I would do, say, how do I organize my thoughts, and then you can follow the same pattern when you're writing, when you're talking or expressing yourself as well. So thank you so much for joining, and I will see you soon.